540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
A CBS News brief. The main hospital in Gaza City is under siege. Israeli troops surround it, calling it a Hamas stronghold. CBS's Deborah Pata says it's a dilemma for civilians inside.
It requires special equipment in order to get them out. And where will they go if they do manage to get out? There are hardly any ambulances that are functioning, and there are hardly any other hospitals that are functioning.
First up, for the defense in the Trump civil fraud trial in New York, Donald Trump Jr. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
What he does is say, not it. We weren't key to these transactions. We relied on the accountants and the lawyers.
California officials dealing with the aftermath of a fire that shut down a section of the busy Santa Monica Freeway.
This is our litmus test. Did we reach everyone and convince them that they need to plan ahead and plan alternate routes?
The cause of that fire, the damaged support pillars, is under investigation. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Civic Media News, I'm Carrie Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 96 people in Wisconsin died from domestic violence last year. That's the highest number in 22 years. Those numbers are from the group End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. Some social workers tell the State Journal they're worried the situation will get worse with looming cuts to federal victim resource funding. Some local programs say they'll have to close. Efforts to keep the Brewers in Milwaukee could be in trouble. The state Senate votes tomorrow on an amended bill to pay for maintenance at American Family Field. But as of this morning, not enough senators support it to pass it. The bill's author is Republican Dan Fine.
We're still in session until February, March, so this is not over for this session. We're hopeful to get to some kind of an agreement before we adjourn for the year.
Fine on Upfront on WISN-TV in Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. One critical injury is being reported after a fire at a high-rise senior living facility in Milwaukee last night. Investigators say the fire started on the 10th floor at just before 9 last night. The building is 14 stories tall, and there were four floors where people were trapped. Only a 76-year-old was rushed to the hospital. It's uncertain when residents will be allowed to return to the building. A major real estate investment firm is leaving the area. Physicians Realty Trust is set to leave Milwaukee after its merger with Health Peak Properties. The firm will operate out of their headquarters in Denver. The company does plan to maintain its offices on North Water Street. Upon completion of the merger next year, the combined entity will possess an extensive portfolio of 52 million square feet of healthcare-focused real estate. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Packers with another loss on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers 23-19. It came down to the final play of the game. 3 seconds left on the clock, 16 yards from the goal line. Jordan Love throws to Christian Watson, but the pass intercepted. Watson asked if the play was similar to others this season.
You know, way, I mean, I'm just running the route, you know, trying to get into the end zone. You know, obviously, you know, leave everything else to 10, you know, try to fit it in somewhere. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's a tough situation to be in.
The Packers host the Chargers Sunday. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks, back at Fiserv Forum tonight against the Chicago Bulls. The Bucks lost over the weekend to the Magic in Orlando, 112-97. Giannis with 35 points and 10 rebounds, but without Damian Lillard dealing with a calf injury. College football, at the start of the season, the Wisconsin Badgers were ranked 19th in the nation. Saturday, they lost again, this time to Northwestern, 24-10. Luke Fickell.
The expectation, sometimes you got to find a way to get over top of that. Right now, we have not.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Sunny skies this afternoon with highs around 58. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 32 tonight. Highs around 58 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media?